8:34. Good morning. It's the morning after on Q105. It's just Eric and your good neighbor Demetrius. Philip was supposed to make his triumphant return today, his long-awaited return. He'd been doing his social stuff for a handful of weeks. I think he had a show to coordinate with the St. Ursula girls, and he said he'd be here, but he's not, which is totally cool. But today's show is supposed to be very Philly T-centric. I wanted to do the five second rule game. You're quite good at it.
I am quite good.
He stutters and stammers, and I had like specific topics lined up just for him. Like I was just gonna like pillory him today with those things, and now he leaves me hanging. I had a topic that was gonna relate to being gay and crushes that I wanted to do as well, and he left me. This is hard. This hurts. Mm-hmm. This hurts bad. Jeffy McGee will be here. Black Panther was the big movie of the weekend, so we will we'll dabble with that after 9 o'clock this morning. What did I want to get to? Crap. You had asked me about this girl. You wanted to see her picture.
Yes.
Where's the phone? I'll show you the picture, and then I'll give you something that I've learned, and I wanted to bring this up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ignore my artwork on here. This is between her and I, and I just like mess with the pictures. So there you go. Obviously, you can tell which one it is. Okay, we'll call her Lucinda. Do you know her? Oh, don't tell me you know her. And like, there's stories. Don't ruin this. I mean, if you have to do it, but don't.
The one with the long hair.
The one with the
thing around
the drawing around.
Yeah. Well, she's cute. Good for you.
So, we'll call her Lucinda. And we spent a lot of time together in the last handful of weeks. And it feels unique for me. Like, it's weird that I'm spending so much time. And usually when I spend a lot of time with somebody,
you grow to hate them.
It's not hate.
Disinterest.
It's that, but more so of like, and whenever I've been in relationships, not so much over the last couple of years, but in the past, it's been, I've felt cramped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's felt, because it's so like ingrained in me to be like on the hunt and looking, like the whole FOMO stuff, like I don't have that. Like I'm totally content with like looking forward to seeing her and enjoying our time together.
Do you know, and here's the thing, this is my theory. All right, there's been a lot of people that you've gone out with who don't fit.
Did you want to say run through?
No. I just don't picture you running through people. But that don't fit into your life.
Okay.
And just naturally, you know, you're not somebody who will make room for someone. Like,
right.
You won't make a space and go, okay, because I've met you. I've carved out this spot in my life that fits you perfectly. You need somebody who naturally fits.
Right.
And I think that this is what that is like, you're not cramped because she fits. Like, she has a place that she naturally goes into, and it seems like it's just a natural part of your world.
Like, kind of like, I love this theory. This is brilliantly scientific. It's like when you merge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm doing 70, and she is merged, and I have not had to slow down.
Yeah,
I love that theory. That's brilliant. I'm taken aback. No, but you're right. Like, there's no, for lack of a better way to put it, like incursion mm-hmm. on my lifestyle. Like last night, like Friday nights, I kind of chill because I want to be up and ready to, you know, do this. And I think last night was the first night I had like more to drink than maybe I should have coming in here, but I'm fine. We made root beer float. Here's what it was. She had for Valentine's Day, and we did a Valentine's Day dinner last Saturday. We went to Registry, one of my favorite places. So she had plans for Valentine's Day with her friend. She said that her single friends had gotten together, and since they didn't have anybody, they were going to do this. And I was like, are you still single? Can you still attend this? Relating to me. So they were supposed to make root beer floats, like adult root beer floats, and it never happened. They did watch awful Adam Sandler movies. I have to read her. She likes Click. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay.
When that triggers my gag reflex, that's a bad movie.
Yeah, I know. Not everybody can be perfect. But she didn't get to make those root beer floats, so I'm like, we'll do that. Like my, I don't often tell her like what we're gonna do. So last night the plan was,
no, it just
smell this rag. We're going to the basement.
Today we're playing Kidnap Victim. Boom, boom. Don't usually tell you. You know, it's trunk smells nice.
Don't mind her. She's been down there.
It's our weird date. This is what we do.
So I didn't tell her anything, but the plan was to finish up Altered Carbon, which has been incredible. This is a great show. And here's where, like, you can work all you want, and sometimes people are just more intelligently gifted than you are and genetically gifted. Joel Kinnaman, the actor in that show, same age as me.
Aw. Aw.
Same age as me.
I don't do that anymore.
I know. I mean, it's just like, you know, because some people just get, like, what did they say? Where were you when God was passing out brains? Where were you when God was passing out good DNA?
I was in the penis line.
Right. And we had three left to go, and I figured this is perfect. Come over, we'll have dinner, we'll do the root beer floats, and we'll finish up the show. The show didn't get finished. We were, and this is what I wanted to get to. There was some stuff happening. And that was just the start to a bad Adam
Pardon
Sandler
me,
movie.
Miss Lucinda, but I would love to know what's under those garments.
Before,
but between root beer floats, maybe I could dabble underneath your petticoat. Ma'am.
Before you go down into the basement with the cage that hangs from the ceiling with the head of lettuce for the weekend that I'll give you, do you mind if I...
I do feel arousing in my crotchetal area.
In the past, Diddy, my older dog, has tried to participate. Like, he has smelled the pheromones of women that I've dated. And
he's like, move over, this is how you do it.
Yep. Like, his little lipstick has come out. Andre, the other dog, he is the jealous type. Whenever I pet Diddy a lot, Andre come, and he's little, and he comes over and wedges Diddy out of the way. He was not having our makeout session last night.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't be doing that in front of the dog.
I have no choice. There's no doors.
Look, I'm just saying, like, honestly, either A, get like one of those baby fences, and like when you're about to have some personal time, you know, put those dogs, sequester those animals away while you run your jury interview, you know, but don't let them run free.
Can I have that little... that hexagon thing you bought for Cohen at a garage sale?
The baby cage?
Yeah.
No, because that's too much effort. You just need something that opens and closes.
I don't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah, you do. You got a doorway.
I can't lock him in there. The only doorway is I have her bathrooms.
Well, that's fine. It's going to take you, what, 6-7 minutes to do whatever you're going to do?
Anyway, he is, I just look at his face. First of all, he barked the whole time, and I looked over at him. And
get it.
No, it wasn't encouragement. It wasn't rooting. It was, why are you kissing her? Why are you showing her affection and not me? Like, he gave me the look of jealousy, of envy, of shame. It was all there.
Well, it is. That is what happens when, for years and years, these dogs have been the center of your life. You know? Haven't you seen any of these horror movies like Monkey Shines? Have you seen Monkey Shines? Monkey Shines, let me just give you a quick synopsis of this movie. All right, young man jogger goes out to jog, gets hit by a car. Now he's paralyzed from the waist down. He gets a genetically enhanced helper monkey named Sarah. Now, Sarah is so Sarah is so genetically enhanced that she now anticipates his needs, can answer the phone, can get food for him. Now, all of a sudden, a woman is introduced into this man's life. Now, Sarah, the genetically enhanced helper monkey, doesn't really dig her a lot because now she has fallen in love with the man that she now helps. So Sarah, throughout the movie, starts killing people who she feels are becoming too close to her man. Now, very weird when at the end of the movie, you find out that Sarah is this evil helper monkey that has murdered like 6 people.
What? Where did you find this movie? Is it like some Lithuanian special?
No! It was actually something that came out. I saw it in the theaters when I was little.
Jesus, it sounds awful. It sounds It sounds like that Ex Machina movie. Oh my God. But yeah, I could see Andre doing that. Like he was not having it. The end of this night last night, after stuff happened, like, is that Philip? Nope, not Philip yet. I was like, we have been talking about the nacho fries Taco Bell for weeks. And I was like, you want to do Taco Bell? Just in passing. And like, she went like that. She got like a Taco Bell hard on. And so we wound up going over there. And I have to tell you, they were very overrated.
Of course they are. What is his name? Josh Duhamel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look, if you're trying to sell me nacho fries with that cat, your fries aren't good.
It was the... But we went big because
it was the covered ones.
Yeah. Because there's the Nacho Bel Grande and they have like it's just like super nacho fries. I'm like, do you do Nacho Fry Bel Grande? She's like, oh yeah, we do.
And
it was a letdown.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
It was but as Lucinda pointed out, she's like, we weren't drunk. I was like, oh, there you go.
There you go.
And Taco Bell at 9:41 at night, a ghost town.
Duh. How many of the employees just looked at you weird like, we've never had anybody come in here this early?
Do you want a six-pack first?
I know.
8:46 with The Morning After. Jeffy McGee will come hang out. Black Panther is out this weekend. Going to make lots and lots of money. A good movie with a great cast. We'll talk a little bit about that and play that fun game, the trailer game, after 9. Remember.